InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Are the personal care products you use exposing you to harmful chemicals? There may be safer alternatives for you to use. Here with the story, InfoTrack reporter Roy Mackey. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. Lariah Edwards, Ph.D., is an associate research scientist in the Department of Environmental Health Sciences at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. Dr. Edwards, your study focused on Black and Latina women in South Los Angeles. Why do you believe that population is especially vulnerable to chemical exposures from personal care products?
For this population, they're predominantly women of color, and we've known from research that our team has done, the Taking Stock Study team, and others have done, that women of color are more likely to be exposed to these chemicals in their personal care products for two reasons. One, it is often because of the systems that create a pressure for women of color to use certain products to adhere to certain beauty standards like long, straight hair, light skin. And in the case of the women living in this area of South Los Angeles, access to products is a big deal. So we know from other studies that women living in areas of lower income don't have access to products that have fewer toxic chemicals in them. So this is why this study population was so relevant to this research question.
In simple terms, what did your study reveal about how much women can lower their chemical exposures just by choosing different personal care products?
What we found is that women in our study were able to shop their way to safety, which is a saying that nicely ties things up, we recognize has some issues. So what I mean is it nicely ties things up is that we saw that women who, for example, avoid products with fragrance in them had lower levels of fragrance chemicals in their bodies. So we see that as if you shop and select products with fewer toxic chemicals, you may have lower levels of those chemicals in your body. And that's just an association that we found. Why do I say that we don't like that phrase, shopping your way to safety? Because it puts the burden on consumers. It shouldn't be consumers' job to incredibly scrutinize their labels to find products that are clean for them. We should have readily available clean products on all of our shelves that we can access and all afford.
Why are fragrance products such a major source of exposure? And does that mean when people are looking at labels, they should avoid those?
Very good question. So when you see the word fragrance or parfum on the ingredient label on the back of your lotions, your shampoos, any personal care products that you use, that's really just a filler term, like a category bucket term that can mean any number and combination of chemicals that aren't always disclosed on a label. So you really don't know what chemicals are making up the fragrance chemical of these products. So for folks who want to lower the chemicals in their body and reduce the number of chemicals they're exposed to through the products that we use every day, we do recommend looking for products that don't have the word fragrance or parfum on the label. And we recognize that's very difficult because almost all products have fragrance and we all like products that smell good.
I understand you also found something related to UV filter products. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so UV filter chemicals are chemicals that are used in your sunscreens. And while I certainly recommend we should all use a sunscreen because skin cancer, we did find that Latinas in our study who avoided products with oxybenzone, which BP3, which is a UV filter, had lower levels of BP3 in their bodies. And as I mentioned, BP3 is one of those common sunscreen ingredients. So I recommend you use a sunscreen, and there are ones you can find that don't have BP3 in them if you're concerned and want to reduce your exposure to BP3, which has been linked to some health concerns related to disrupting your hormonal system, which isn't good.
You mentioned that we all should not have to be experts in this to just do basic shopping for personal care products, but is there a need for some kind of consumer education in all of this?
Absolutely. I think consumers being more educated about what they see on the shelves when they get to the shelves is a great solution that's accessible to everybody while we wait for regulations to protect all of us. So we often tell folks to, for example, avoid products that have fragrances in them. We often point folks to resources like Environmental Working Group, Skin Deep Database, or Clearia, which are apps and tools online you could use to kind of pre-screen your products, and it'll tell you if any concerning ingredients are flagged in these products. So those are things people can do, but we wait for and advocate for better regulations that ban these chemicals from being used in personal care products that are sold to us on our shelves.
You've kind of touched on this, but what are the sorts of changes in labeling and regulation that you'd like to see as a result of your research?
As a scientist, I will say that I am less familiar with the policy and advocacy side of what we think could be best. But what I can say is I am encouraged by states like Washington or California who have outright banned a certain number of chemicals from being used in products. For example, Washington State has banned the use of formaldehyde releasers in certain personal care products. And formaldehyde releasers are chemicals that can release formaldehyde, which is a known carcinogen. So I do think there has been some progress in terms of labeling under the most recent passage of Modernization of Cosmetics Regulation Act by the Food and Drug Administration. With that act, I think we'll see some upgrades in labeling and increased transparency, but there's certainly still more we can do to make sure all the products on the shelves are safe for everyone.
I know this is probably impossible to give an answer to, but I'll ask anyway. Can you take some sort of an educated guess on what percentage of products are on the shelves that people should be wary of?
That is a very hard question, and I cannot give an answer about what percent of products are on the shelves that people should be concerned about. But I will say this, that none of our personal care products are pre-tested for safety the same way that, you know, drugs are, which are also regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. So products that you get on shelves have not been necessarily tested for their safety. So it's hard to say what percent of products that we're concerned about. I can say that for women of color, we know that products like chemical hair relaxers or skin lightening products are ones of particular concern. Although those weren't part of this research study, in terms of the products on shelves, I like to tell people it's about the number of products that you're using. If you're using a lot of products and you're being exposed to a lot of chemicals. So if you're hesitant to start with trying to find cleaner alternatives, I recommend that you just start using fewer products. For example, do you need to use several different body lotions in a day? Do you need to use several different forms of conditioner? Can you reduce your routine so you use fewer products and then you're exposed to fewer chemicals?
Research scientist Lariah Edwards from Columbia University, thank you very much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
Next, a breakthrough program for brain injury as InfoTrack continues.
Stick around. There's more InfoTrack straight ahead.